Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnebrur Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Hei Amud Aleph. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishnebrur, still learning various halachos of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And we begin and we'll conclude, Imir Tzashem, an entire siman today, Tuf Chof Gimel. The Mechaber begins. This siman deals with the halachos of the laning on Rosh Chodesh. Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Omer Kaddish Tiskabo V'chule. After one finishes saying the Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh, you say a Kaddish Tiskabel, as the Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Aleph. Uklalu, this is a general rule, the Kol Yom Sheesh Bo Musaf, any day that you're going to say Musaf, and you're also going to say Hallel, so Omrim Kaddish Tiskabel Achar Hallel, then you say the Kaddish Tiskabel, the full Kaddish, after you say the Hallel, because Dehu Siyuma Tfilah Shachris, because this is really the conclusion of the Shachris Shemana Esrei. So, for example, on every day where we say Hallel, that it's not Chanukah, so we always conclude the Hallel with the Kaddish Tiskabel. But on Chanukah, where there is no Musaf, so then we just say a Chatzi Kaddish over there. And Dirshu footnote number one explains that we learned previously in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel that the Kaddish Tiskabel goes really on the Shemana Esrei, and therefore one should be careful if one is the Shliach Tzibor that he shouldn't talk or do anything in between that is not allowed after he says the Hallel till he says the Kaddish Tiskabel. If by accident he said a Chatzi Kaddish, so Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down in the Isha Yisrael, Shalacha Kriya Satorah, the Kaddish that we say after the laning, which is normally a Chatzi Kaddish, so then if you were said only a Chatzi Kaddish at the point where you should have said a Kaddish Tiskabel, so now in the laning, after the laning, instead of that Chatzi Kaddish, you can now make that into a Kaddish Tiskabel. And if you switch Shaliach Tzibos, for example, let's say on a day like Yom HaAtzmaut, where some have the minog that an Ovel will daven, but they won't let the Ovel daven to say Hallel in a shul that says Hallel, with or without a bracha. So then a second chazan goes up there and says the Hallel. So who should say the Kaddish Tiskabel? So technically, the first chazan who said Shemona Esrei should say the Kaddish Tiskabel. However, if the second chazan, the one who said the Hallel, had listened carefully to the entire Chazos HaShatz, so Chaim Kanievsky Shlit the Paskins, that he would be able to say the Kaddish Tiskabel as well. Mechaber continues and says that after we say this Kaddish Tiskabel, so we take out the Sefer Torah, Motzim Sefer Torah, Vikoran Bo Arba. There are four people that get Aliyos. The Yerushu footnote number four brings down from the Gemara in Megillah, from the Levush, what the reasoning is, because we want to demonstrate that there's more Kedusha to Rosh Chodesh than on a regular day. But we don't add to it because people have to go to work. And also to demonstrate that there is less Kedusha than on a Yontif, which has five people reading, getting an Aliyah. So the Mechaber says that you take out the Sefer Torah and have four Aliyos, and Ein Pochasim Mehem, we don't have less than four, because we want to demonstrate, as we said, that it's a special day. Ein Mosifin Aleihem, we don't have more than that, because we want to also show that it's not a Yontif. Ein Maftirim Benavi, and there is no Haftorah. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, V'koriya Koin Shloshu Pesukim. Now we're going to get into the discussion of what the actual laning is. Now, most people are familiar with the laning on Rosh Chodesh, that it's a little bit unique, in that we repeat one pasuk, V'yomar Tor Lohem, which is said as the last pasuk of the first Aliyah for the Kohen, and is also the first pasuk that is repeated when the Levi gets his Aliyah. So, the Mechaber tells us, Sif Beis, V'koriya Koin Shloshu Pesukim, the Kohen gets three Pesukim, which include Shehem Vayidaber, Tzav, V'yamarta, those are the first words of the three Pesukim that he reads, and then the Levi Choser, V'koriya V'yamarta, the Levi, as his first Pesuk, is read V'yamarta, which is already read by the Kohen. And he reads then V'koriya Tzakev HaSechot, the next Pesuk, yes, Asir HaSoifah, the third Pesuk. So, we've only read a total of five Pesukim over here, although each person got three psukim, because that's the minimum amount that an aliyah can have. Then the Yisrael reads from now what is the sixth pasuk, the Yisrael kore olas tamid, until ad beroshei chodsheichem. He finishes off that three psukim from the first eight psukim, as well as he reads the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos. In other words, he goes all the way up until beroshei chodsheichem, and then the fourth aliyah, revi, kore beroshei chodsheichem ad asof. He reads the last section, which has five psukim beroshei chodsheichem, until the very end. So this, again, is a little bit different in that we do have a repetition of one of the psukim over here, because the rules of laning are that you can never have less than three psukim in an aliyah, and you're not allowed to stop before you reach a parsha, the end of a segment of the Torah. You're not allowed to stop within three psukim of it, so people shouldn't make a mistake and think that you can read less than three psukim. It's too complicated to go into all of these dinim right now, but that is the basic explanation. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us, Hatam of Urb Gemara, the reasoning is brought down in the Gemara over there in Megillah, Mishum Deleka Beparshazu El Shmona Psukim. The first part until the Yom HaShabbos only has eight psukim, and you have to read three aliyahs, so that's impossible. And therefore, Vim Kain, Emikra, Levi, Kedarko, Shlosha Psukim, and if the Levi were to read the next three psukim, so then Lo Yishtai Beparsh El Shnei Psukim, so then the third aliyah would only have two psukim over here. The Kaim Alon, they in Mishayim Shnei Psukim, they have Parsha, and we never stop two psukim before a break, one of the openings in the Torah, either a Stuma or a Psucha. an opening that is a space on that line, or it goes to the next line. And this we've already learned previously in the halachos of Leini. So maybe one would have thought they give the coin four psukim, give the levy four psukim, and then with the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos and the five psukim of Rosh Echad Shechem, so go and finish off the third and fourth aliyahs with those seven psukim. That's also not possible. Gamze Yefshar, because the parish of Shabbos lek el shnei psukim, because of Yom HaShabbos it only has two psukim. Valken yitzorich l'sayim l'shlishi be'ezeh psukim v'parish of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore you'd have to go three psukim further, because you're not allowed to end an aliyah within a three psukim of a stuma or a psucha. It has to be at least three psukim. So therefore, he'd have to be the Yom HaShabbos and the first three psukim of Rosh Echad Shechem. And l'fima the kaimelon the in pochasin the parsha b'chokh mishlosh psukim. And based upon this, that you're not allowed to have less than three psukim, lo yishtayer b'parsha the Rosh Chodesh l'fnei harvi elu shnei psukim. So then the revi would only have the last two psukim, which is a problem. L'fi shikol rach hamish psukim. So the whole thing is only five psukim. And therefore, v'kein sarach lasos kanizkor le'el. And therefore, we do as we explained over here in the Mechaber. This is the very common minhag that Klal Yisrael has. However, we will see momentarily that the Vilna Gaon's shita is different. We will get to that in a few moments. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel explains further. Das habachu prichodah shiyosetov l'sayim l'shlishi ad b'yom haShabbos. They have a different gears over here, and they say that it's preferable to have the third aliyah go all the way till b'yom haShabbos, and read that. And let the fourth aliyah reiterate or repeat Yom HaShabbos as well as Rosh Echad Shechem. However, but the Pri Megadim says our minhag is preferable. Furthermore, the Mishnah says the Vilna Gaon disagrees with this entire way that the Mechaber broke up the laning. The Ladaito, according to the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, say there are kriya Rosh Chodesh Ukein. This is the Vilna Gaon's opinion. Kohen Kori Shlosh Psukim, the coin gets three psukim. Halevi Chamisha Atzof HaParsha, then Levi gets five psukim until B'yom HaShabbos. Vashlishi Chosev Kori Shlosh Psukim Achronim B'Parsha Shekoru. Then the third aliyah repeats the last three psukim of the first eight psukim, and as well V'Kori B'yom HaShabbos at Parsha Rosh Chodesh until he reaches Rosh Chodesh Shechem, and then the fourth person V'Ri Kori B'Parsha the Rosh Chodesh. And he says Ayin in the Bir Halacha for further discussion about this. And if you look in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul V'Levi Chos V'Kori, the Chofetz Chaim says that the Rashba also holds like the Vilna Gaon, and he says Damai Lunasa Kamosha Kosev Agra, and essentially says why don't we follow the Minhag of the Gra? Now obviously the Rashba was before the Gra, but it's this idea that the Gra expressed is found earlier. It's not just the Vilna Gaon, and the Rashba says that should be the way that we do it, and he's left with the Tzarechi, and how come we don't? And this is also the opinion of the Ramban. However, there is a Girsa that is found by the Gra in Maseches Sofrim that others have a different Girsa for. And therefore, the bottom line is, the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Mikomokom, Lamaisa, Nisayim B'mashakos of a Ramban, Achashi Hirish, I'll call him a Foshu Shato. The Ramban says that we really shouldn't do what we do, but nevertheless, he concludes and he says, She'ein Liga B'meshahunag Apiagonim. If this is the way the Gonim set it up, like the Mechaber tells us, so then we shouldn't start fighting with this. The Kol Shekein Bazeh She'ein B'minog Shalohem Mishumisa. And there certainly is nothing wrong with that Minog. There was no problem with that Minog. It's just not the Minog that was brought down from Maseches Sofrim. And therefore, he says, Ayishan Odom Ibn Yamachlok is don't cause trouble. That's a much more important din than saying, well, this minhag is preferable to that minhag. And those are the words of the Ramban. And furthermore, he adds from the Chuvas Chasam Sofer that his opinion was to hold like we do, as well as the Mishkan Osyako, and that is what I dare say we do in most places. However, the issue footnote number 5 does bring down that in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Tukachinsky Zatzal, and in the Luach Eretz Yisrael, he brings out that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael amongst the Prushim is to do what the Vilna Gaon said, as many customs in Eretz Yisrael follow the Talmidim of the Gra. The issue footnote number 2 brings down the interesting scenario, what happens if there's no Levi in the shul? So then the coin's going to read the Pasuk B'yomarta 2 times. Is that allowed? So he brings down some posts to say, yes, it's not a problem. However, he does bring down that there are some posts to say that it is a problem. And it's not clear, it might be better in that situation for the coin to leave the shul and not get the second aliyah again. The issue footnote number 3 brings down what happens if you made a mistake and the Levi read all the way to Uvar Hashem Chod Shechem instead of stopping. So the Shari Ephraim brings down in that situation that you read it again, Olas Tomit, again until Uvar Hashem Chod Shechem for the third aliyah. I was read already, and he's not reading anything. No, he says that's what we do on Sukkot in Eretz Yisrael, L'chol HaMoed anyway, where they read the same aliyah 4 times. And similarly, if you made a mistake by the third aliyah, and you read all the way to the end, so the Kaf HaChaim says again, you read V'Rosh Hashanah Shechem again, over, even though you're not adding anything new, he says the same idea, that on Sukkot we can do it over here, because you have no other choice. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Omer Kaddish the Ashri Volzion. After you finish the laning, we say a Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Kotten Dalet, Hainu Hachati Kaddish Omer Malabima Ala Sefer Torah. This is the regular Chati Kaddish that we say after laning. And then the Achakach Ashri Volzion. Then we say Ashri Volzion. And we say another Chati Kaddish Bishul Apsukim Shal Ashri Volzion. We repeat the Chati Kaddish again. Now that's what the Mechaber says, Omer Kaddish Ashri Volzion. And he says, Vein Omrim Yancho Hashem Yom Tzara. We don't say the capital that we normally insert between Ashri and Volzion. Lam Netzeach means more to David, Yan Chashem Yom Tzar, because it's not really a Yom Tzar, it's a day of holiday. And then the Mechaber tells us, according to Nusach Svard, Umachzer Sefer Torah L'Mekomo, they return the Torah then, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Sivkot and Hay, Ubim Mekomenu, where the Mishnah Berurah lived, i.e. in the countries of Ashkenaz, Shemachzir and a Sefer Torah Lehechol, Miyad Achar Kriya, we return the Torah, if you daven Ashkenaz, right after the laning. And then we say Ashri Volutzion, Kmosh Kosav Ramah, Besov Simen Chaf Hay, so then that would be the custom here as well. In any event, at this point, va'omdim lispal tfilas musaf. Now everybody davens musaf. The Sefer Torah is returned either before or after Ashrei, and now it's time to daven musaf. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Vav, yes eza shinui nuschos. In the tfilah of musaf, there are a number of different nuschos changes, and he brings down some of them. He says some have the opinion yesh gorsim zikaron luchulam hayu, v'yesh gorsim zikaron luchulam yiyu, v'yesh omrim zikaron luchulanu yihyeh. Every shul should follow its own minog as to what the gears is. Then he says, Tzarech lomar imin chosom v'niskehem. You should say those words, as opposed to, lafukim iman da'omar she'en lomar v'niskehem. There's an opinion that says, don't say v'niskehem. He says, that is not correct. You should say, umin chosom v'niskehem. Furthermore, yeshikoshu v'tzarech lomar es musaf v'chule. In other words, don't say musafei, as it says in the Yishu footnote number 7. And if you made the mistake and said musafei, the Kafachaim says you yotze anyway. You should say a vav over there, the es musaf. Either way is correct. Each person should follow his own minog. Likewise, some have the custom, the chen yesh omrim ulucha paras pasha, which many say only during a leap year. And again, many say it only at certain times during an ibur yah, during a leap year. But some have the custom to say it all the time. The yesh enam omrim rak bishnasu ibur. Some say it only during a leap year. The reason for this is brought down in Dirshu, footnote number 8 from the El Yeraba. He says because there are 12 lishonos of Latova, of Racha, that we find over here, which is connected the 12 months. And therefore, in an Eber Yar, when you have a 13th month, so we add, some have the opinion that you only add then, Lechaparas Pesha. And he adds, furthermore, according to this, you should add it for the entire Shnasa Eber. However, he says some don't add it at all. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and even in the Shnasa Ibor, Vafilu B'Shnasa Ibor, Yesh Enam Omrim Oso Elu Ad Klos Chodesh HaIbor. Some say you should only say it until the end of the leap year. You would start it, for example, in Chodesh Cheshvan. You don't say it in Tishrei because it's Rosh Hashanah. So you would start saying Yalav Yava over here in the month of Cheshvan, and you say it until the end of the second Adar, inclusive. The Hainu Ad Achar Chodesh Adar. In other words, you'd stop and wouldn't say it for Chodesh Nisan. Uvchol Eile Nara Nara Upishote. Every shul should follow its custom. The issue footnote number 9 brings down from the Chazon Ish that his minhag was Lomer B'Shana Meuberes Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan V'lo Ad B'Kal, as I just mentioned. The Rosh Hashulchan and the Ben Ish Chai bring down Lomer B'Chol Shnas Ibor. They would say it the entire Shana of the Ibor. U'minhag Nosaf, another minhag is brought down by the Mokor Chaim and the Yosef Ometz, Sheish Lomer Rak B'Chodesh Ibor, only during the month of Adar Sheni. Again, every shul should follow its custom. That's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Now, if a person is saying Shemoneh Esrei instead of the Musaf, he said the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. Lo yotza afilu hiskir yalav yavo. Even if he said yalav yavo, he's not yotze because tzorich lachzor l'spalo. He has to go back and daven a new Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, and the reasoning is vatam the tzorich lahaskir karbonos hamusafim, because he has to say the carbon Musaf in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei is not enough just to mention it's Rosh Chodesh. However, miu im Omar biachas ben brachos. If he did mention during one of the brachos, then, in fact, Yotze, he would be Yotze, as is brought down over there. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that if you reminded yourself while you're still saying the Chol Shmona Esrei instead of the Musaf Shmona Esrei, so then, just like on Shabbos, if you find out that you said the wrong thing, you go back to Tikanta Shabbos on Shabbos, you go back to the conclusion of the first three brachos with the start of the middle bracha, so to Avir on Musaf, if you said the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, you can go back to where you would start with the Musaf part of the Shemoneh Esrei after the first three brachos. Similarly, if you remember in the middle of a bracha that you're saying the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, you should just stop right where you are right then and there. You don't conclude that bracha that you're in. Dish footnote number 11 brings down that if you make a mistake in the chasima, and instead of saying Mekadish Yisrael v'Rosh HaChadoshim, you said Mekadish Yisrael v'Yazmanim, so the Minchas HaLazar, Zatzal, the Munkach HaRav, Shalo Yotze Yidei Chovo, says that you weren't Yotze. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. However, Rav Menachem Shach Zatzal holds She'enot Tzorech L'Azor, because he says Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed, so therefore it is included in Hazmanim. The Shliach Tzibur then says Chazar Sashat, and the Kedusha that he says is Omer Keser, as is the Nusach of Svai. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siv Karton Zayin, Haynu Lefi Minig Bnei Svar. V'onu Bnei Ashkenaz, again Ashkenazim, Omer Mnekadesh, come over to Yil Shachas. We say the same Kedusha as in Shachas, we don't say Keser. This has huge halach lemaisa ramifications, because the reason that we take off our tefillin, according to some, is because of the saying of Keser. So this would imply that Ashkenazim technically would not have to take off their tefillin for Tfilas Musaf, but the general minog is that Ashkenazim take it off as well. This also would imply that you wouldn't have to take it off for the silent Shemoneh Esrei because you're not saying Kes yet. Again, the minog is that we take it off before we say the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, even the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Mechaber continues and writes, "Ukishamagi alim lo kol aretz kevodo." When you reach that part of the kedusha, we end it. If you're a nusach svad, omrim limosam ishavchim kimo b'kedusha shachris. Again, nusach hashemes ends it limosam baruch yomeru. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "Achar shesiim chazaras tefila omer kaddish." At the conclusion of that Shmoneh Esrei of Tfilas Musaf, the Chazaras Hashatz, we say kaddish, which the Mishnah Berurah explains is in Sivkat and Ches, "Haynu kaddish sholem im tiskabel bishvil hatefila." Again, every after Shmoneh Esrei, you always say a kaddish tiskabel, because tiskabel tzloso means Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you should accept our tefilos, please, and our tefila means our Shmoneh Esrei. And then the Omer Mizmor Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Then we say Baruch Nafshi, which we all know we say on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Tes tells us Mishum Dinizkar Bo Mikra D'Yareach Also LeMoadim, because it deals with Rosh Chodesh over here, making Rosh Chodesh determines when the Moadim are. It's brought down in the name of the Torah. Then he adds, because of Magen Avraham, the Bixas Makomos Ein Amar Musaf. Some people don't say Baruch Nafshi at all. Then there's the Minog that's brought down by the Vilna Gaon, which we can see in Dirshu footnote number 12, that you only say Baruch Nafshi. You do not say the Yom. So there are those. I think most people in America do say, in fact, both Baruch Nafshi and the Yom. They say the Yom first, and then they say Baruch Nafshi. And in Eretz Yisrael, you have many people that follow the minhag of the Gra, and they only say Baruch Nafshi on the day of Rosh Chodesh. They do not say the Yom. Some suggest that you should still say Hayom, Yom Rishon, Shabbos, etc., because there's a mitzvah to remind themselves, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho, but then they go straight to say Baruch Nafshi, and do not say the Yom for that day. Again, Narav and Narav Pashte, every shul should follow its minhag. Now we conclude this beautiful siman with Siv Dalid. The Mechaber writes, Noagim lachlots tefillin kishirots m'spala musaf. The minhag is that we take off our tefillin when we start davening musaf. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Karton Yud, the tam, the reasoning is, the kamo de'ein manichin tefillin b'yontiv, just like we don't put on tefillin on yontiv. Why? Mishum shiyomtov be'atzma os, because yontiv is an os. Kamo kein So too, Rosh Chodesh, at least by Musaf, is demonstrating an os, so to say, of allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we don't need the os of the tefillin. The os of Zechira, gam kein hu kein os, that we mentioned, the tefillas Musaf, the korbanos that we would bring, the Musafei HaYom, so that's like an os, and therefore you don't have your tefillin on at that point in time. He then brings down the kos of a prima godin. The prima godin writes, Yesh lachlots ha-tefillin be'uva l'tzion. Kodem hi ratzon, shenish marchu kecha. The proper time to take off your tefillin, we see we don't want to have a hefsek over here any longer than we have to, because his dear shoe footnote number 15 brings down, kidesh ol yehefsek ben akadish l'tfilas musaf, so we want to minimize that, so some take off their tefillin already during the uvalu tzion, before we start saying hi ratzon at the end of the uvalu tzion. Others have a different opinion. They only take off from the hand, the ritzuos, they unwind those before they say the yiratzon, and they take off the rest of the tefillin after they finish the uvalutzion. This is the din by Rosh Chodesh. But the people that wear the tefillin on cholamayid, which is a full yantiv, that's a yantiv gomur, it brings down from the Magen Avraham that they should take off the tefillin before halal. The issue footnote number 13 brings down, if somebody didn't realize and didn't take off his tefillin, he forgot to take off his tefillin, and he's davening musaf, don't take them off in your silent Shemoneh Esrei, well, till you're done, because it's only a minhag to take them off. If you wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, you can put them on after musaf, or some take off the Rashi tefillin, after they say Ashrei, put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, and then say Uval Tzion, and then take off the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Every person should do as his custom is. The issue footnote number 14 brings down the additional custom of why we take off our tefillin because of Kesed that I already mentioned previously, and he adds furthermore, that if for whatever the reason you're wearing tefillin and you're answering to the kedusha of Keser, let's say you came early to shul, you put on your tefillin, and they're saying Keser, so then some have the custom to even take off the tefillin or at least move the tefillin so they're not in the right spot when you're saying Keser. Others say no, it's okay to answer Keser even if you're wearing your tefillin. Finally, Dershu footnote number 15 says the Morgan of Rama's opinion is Sheish L'chotzim Achriya Kaddish Shekod Nishilas Mosav. You take off your tefillin after you say the Kaddish. Don't take them off before the Kaddish. And everybody agrees you should take them off as quickly as you can so you can minimize the hefsek. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Chav Gimel and today's shir.